اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس دشمن کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا بہت مشکل تھا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر لوک میں خدا سائنس ڈاکر کیسے پا جاتا خدا سائنس کافر کیسے پا جاتا اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا ہے سکون دل اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا گناہوں سے سکون پاتا کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا بچوں گندے عمل سے مردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے مردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی در پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال دولت میں کبھی اللہ حوالوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا کبھی اللہ حوالوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا اگر اللہ حوالوں سے بہت مشکل اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا
brief explanation with regard to death, just very briefly. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam, Allah Ta'ala's special favor upon us, that Allah Ta'ala has once again blessed us with the presence of our very honorable illustrious Ustad, our Shaykh, our Imam, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Jazirul Ali. After many years again, it reminds us of the occasion when Nabiyye Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala also left the Medina Sharif. Nabiyye Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in his dream and he said, "Oh Bilal, you're not coming to visit us." As the Bilal radiallahu came to Medina Sharif and when he gave the azan, the people of Medina Sharif, their hearts, so to say, came out of their chest. So after long, when a close person comes to your locality, Hazrat, who is our Imam, and those people who are still around of Jamison will know how Hazrat has brought us up from the infant stage. And at every juncture, Hazrat has taught us in the Makatib. Hazrat taught what is the Makatib system all about, the establishment of Parda, then establishing the Yisras, then the work of Tafiq and Jamaat, and then Hazrat started the Darulun in Jamison. All this, Hazrat Swikar carried on now, Alhamdulillah, the Darulun. So many of Hazrat's graduates throughout the world. So we might be just knowing Hazrat as our Imam, as our Ustad, but much, much more greater than that, what is in the heart of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what position, we can't even understand, we can't imagine that position. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great walis, they can recognize the friends of Allah. Like our honorable illustrious great Dada Shaykh Abdul Shah Hakim Akhtasar rahmatullah alayh, when he just saw Hazrat, he said, "I captured you, I hunted you." Because the friends of Allah, they know the jewels and the pearls. So when the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "I hunted you," can we imagine what a great wali we have in our midst? If we understand and we realize, just to give, there's no time to go into this long discussion. But if we get a brief idea, inshallah, our hearts will open up, we'll sit with more attention. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali, a very great muhaddith scholar, he says, "Tanzilu rahma inda zikri salihin, fadlan an wujudihim." That if you just talk and you think about the pious servants of Allah, Allah's rahmat descends. Then imagine when they are present, then how much of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is descending. When a pious servant just passes your town, all the people in the Qabristan are forgiven. So we are extremely fortunate in Hazrat, although Hazrat is not with us present, but Hazrat's heart is still with this community. So we should be very, very grateful, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and appreciate this great majlis and sit with an open heart. And oh Allah, that special jewels, that special nur of taqwa, of ihsan, of your love and your closeness, oh Allah, let it penetrate our hearts. Then we'll see the enjoyment of this majlis and what Bayajaz rendered, Hazrat will explain. Then we'll see what is the real value, what is the real wealth, just sitting in this gathering for a few minutes, where we can reach. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. On behalf of our Jamaat community, every person here, from the bottom of our heart, we say Jazakumullah khair, asnal jaza to our Shaykh. Despite his strenuous program, Hazrat has taken our time to come and spend time with us. So we should appreciate this special moment and sit attentively, inshallah. If azan will be given after Hazrat is finished with his program, so inshallah, sit patiently, it will be great benefit to us.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم. روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الحديث: لا صفر ولا طير ولا هام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. First, inshallah, we'll translate this very beautiful poem, and really this is more than sufficient for our whole bayan. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Sa'd Rahimahumullah, his poems were not just poems, but complete bayans and great, great lessons for us to learn. And this poem titled Sukoon e Dil, the comfort, the contentment, the itminan of the heart. And that is really what the whole world is looking for. But unfortunately, the thing is, they are looking for it in the wrong places. Everyone wants peace of mind, wants happiness, wants security. But we are looking for it where it isn't. Like a poor person who only had one gold coin was his possession. He was living in a little tin shanty, and he lost his gold coin. So he started looking for it, but where? Under the street light, or by the street. And bright light, so he was looking, he couldn't find it. And he was very, very disturbed. So his friend came along, so my friend is very disturbed, and that, what's wrong? I only got in my whole possession this one gold coin, and I lost that also. So he also felt for him. He said, let me help you also look. They look, couldn't find it. Then he asked him, where did you lose it? So he said, I lost it in my tin shanty. So he said, why are you looking for it here on the street then? So he says, in my tin shanty, I got no lights. So, and here is a bright light, so I'm looking for it here. But where you didn't lose it, you can look for it till the cows go home. How can you find it? So look for it in a tin shanty with a candle. Or no candle also, just move your hand around where you lost it, you could find it. So we lost this contentment of the heart, peace of mind, when we are disobeying Allah. When we're not coming to the masjid, when we're not reading Quran, not obeying the commandments of Allah. And where are we looking for it? In our jobs, in our shops, we are looking for it in nightclubs, we are looking for it in parties, we are looking for it in prize. Now December time, all end of the year parties, matric balls, etc. We are looking for it there. You can look for it there till the cows go home, you'll never find it. Look for it where we lost it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah has given us our honor, our dignity, everything, our security, our peace of mind, our happiness. Allah has given it in Islam. وَإِنْ نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And if we go and look for all those things in everything besides Islam, lot of bank balance, lot of investments, lot of possession, أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهِ, Allah will, we will be misguided again. So we have to look for it where we lost it. And that is in the obedience of Allah, commandments of Allah, the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one law, as Hazrat explains, and we will go through, we will see that is where we can find it. Agar Allah waalo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, if I should not get the medicine of the heart from Allah wala. The medicine of the heart is not a bypass, it's not a stent, it's not an angioplasty, it's not some other medicine, you know, to open the arteries, etc. What is the real medicine of the heart, which we get from Allah Ta'ala, is the true, sincere obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Not only just a show, but genuinely, sincerely, that we are sincere with ourselves. Not that we just wear kurta, topi, mashallah, women wear burqa, but inside we are rotten. We know our namazas are not in order. Our akhlaq is so terrible. How we treat our wives, etc. That is not what you call it, that medicine. So that when we are sincere to ourselves, of course nobody is a farishta, an angel, we are all weak. But we try, not just we try and bluff ourselves also. We try and bluff other people also. Don't get deceived with these things. بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. If we didn't get that medicine, it would be very difficult that we could press down this nafs of ours, this carnal desires of ours. To control them would have been very difficult. Which so many people write today and say that the temptations of this dunya, porn on the internet is on everyone's in his head, it's on the phone, everywhere. A person, I can't control myself. So this is, if you get that medicine from Allah Wala, not only will it be easy, but it will be impossible to go on these things. You will think, we are human, Allah has made the test. You get some thoughts perhaps, but immediately you realize, oh, what a stupid fool. Well, just in thoughts you are losing your Jannah. You are losing the pleasure of Allah. You will realize immediately, and Allah Ta'ala will save you. So this is when you get that medicine from Allah Wala, then you get saved from all this. If you didn't, and if you got the medicine but you're not using it, if the doctor gave you the best medicine in the world, but you put it, and you put it in a golden case, and all your visitors come, very sick man, our friend, our cousin, our uncle, and you tell them, I got the best doctor in the world, and he gave you the best medicine, the most expensive, see, I kept it here. So it's not going to benefit you. If you just drink it, and you take it as it's supposed to be, inshallah, hopefully it will benefit you. So this also from Allah Wala, we are getting the medicine. But if we are not using it, we are not applying it, how can we benefit? We have to apply it, then we will benefit. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal aur daulat mein. By the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and a person, he disobeys Allah, his income is haram, he doesn't care about namaz times, he doesn't care about the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and he's looking for all these things in wealth, in money, in dunya, building this house, building that house, making just in all dunya's things, he's looking for it. What leads, and this is not a thing which is in kitabs, we are seeing it, we are living through it. Then a person goes and commits suicide. Right? World Health Organization, their statistics, that the highest rate of suicides is in the Western countries, what we call the rich countries, industrialized countries, the advanced countries, the most suicides are in those countries. And what we call poor countries or the third world countries, even they are not Muslims, they are not Muslims also, but you won't find suicide and all these things in them. You go into the villages here in South Africa, go into the jungles, and then the people who are living there, you'll never hear a case of suicide. These are all with the people. We were in Paris, and we had to travel by the trains, underground trains, metro, and not only one floor, up to six, seven floors, the trains are moving. And we see that nobody has got peace of mind. All are running for this thing, for that thing, for that thing. So all, what are they earning for? For peace of mind. But they got no peace of mind. One person was sleeping under a tree in the village, in a jungle. He had a rock or stone under his head as his pillow. And cool breeze was blowing. And the leaves were rustling. The birds were chirping. Jai's halal music. He's got wonderful music. And a wonderful cool breeze, aircon, without any of the side effects of aircon or anything. He's got wonderful. One person who was a university graduate, who thought himself very, very educated and very, very modest, he came and he shook him up. He asked him, what are you doing? He couldn't take it that you're sleeping like this, because their life, you have not 1 minute chance, not 1 minute support. And here you're sleeping so peacefully. So he says, what are you doing? He says, you look such a learned person, the way you are dressed and that. Don't you see I'm sleeping? He says, no, you mustn't sleep. Then what must you? What must I do? He said, "You must be constructive. You must plan. You must do things. You mustn't just sleep like this, wasting your time like this. What must I do?" He said, "Go and get a chopper, and you chop wood, and then you go and sell it, and then you'll make so much money. Then you'll hire somebody to work for you. Now you'll be a lani, a boss. Now you've got people working for you also." Soon you'll have 10 people working. Then you'll buy a truck. And then you'll have 10 trucks. Then you'll build beautiful offices. And furnish so well. And with computers in our time. And with the aircon. And with phone and fax machine. And everything so comfortable. Then you'll build a beautiful house. Then you'll get married. You'll have children. Then he'll say you'll live peacefully and happily. So you say, what am I doing now? Am I not living peacefully and happily now? You want to take me in this big chakkar and bring me back here. After all, and in that whole chakkar, people will become jealous of me because he's a rich man. People, crooks will be behind me all the time. And I'll have, even if they're not behind, I'll have the fear. People are going to rob me. People are planning to rob me. The tax man, anyone comes in with a briefcase, a techie, I think he's a tax man, he has come. My blood pressure will go up all the time. And if you, now I'm sleeping peacefully. Why you want to take me in this whole chakkar? So dilka sukoon, the contentment of the heart, Allah Ta'ala has not kept in awe. The more you earn dunya, the more you become parishan. Eh? And the more you go into sin, this woman of the road, we think that they are fairies, they're so beautiful. Hazrat, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say so beautifully that pari ko kyu dekhto? Pari is a pair. Pari ko dekh ke parishan hota. When you see the pari, you become parishan. Hey, now your mind is not in order. Now you are thinking of all things and you haven't got peace of mind. You may be a five-time namazi. The hajjud guzar also. Duas also you make. Tilawat also you making. But now you see that woman, that thoughts are in you. Now your tahajjud is destroyed. You're thinking of that woman. Now your tilawat, your dua is destroyed. Just so don't look at all that. Be in the obedience of Allah and see what peace of mind Allah tumaruka ta'ala will give. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aise suna jata. From Allah wala, you never heard they committed suicide. And as I said, not only Allah wala, buzurgs, not only Muslims, even non-Muslims who are away from the dunya, they also living a peaceful life. And if we want to be fair to ourselves, just make this little comparison. A young girl, whether she's in Johannesburg, Paris, London, New York, going to school, parishan. How many matriks commit suicide? Because the pressure the parents put, you must pass, etc. Besides that, if they go to work, the pressure which is upon them all the time, how early they get up, they are worried of their dressing, that they must wear. Everyone must praise them, and their dressing to the final T. They have to go to job, they have to think. What pressure, tension they are on all the time. They're traveling, they're left club, they have to be on time there, they have to be at work on time, etc. Their whole life, they might be earning $10,000. They might be earning whatever, but they got that parishani all the time. Now compare that same age group girl, 17, 18, 20 years in a village she stayed. She gets up peacefully on her time. If she's a Muslim, gets up, even makes a namaz, etc. After Fajr, after Ishraq, we'll take a rest again. On the time, get up, make breakfast. No tension. And we also fool ourselves that we, in modern society, in the cities that we live in, modern world, we haven't only got dentists, we got orthodontists. We haven't only got opticians, optometrists, and what all big words we got for everything. And those people in the village, they got nothing. They don't need anything. Until 80 years, the man's teeth are 100, his own normal teeth, 100% intact. His lifestyle, he don't need an orthodontist. His eyes are perfect till that age. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Yusuf, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah, what a great Muslim. And the narrator of this instance which I'm going to mention, Mufti Razaul Aqsa, Damat Barakatum of the Abim Zakaria. So what an authentic narrator. What is being narrated, we cannot comprehend with our mind. But the narration is perfect. That Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali heard of a certain old man in Syria, very old man. So he decided, such an old man, I must go and meet him. So he went looking for him. He found him at the foot of a mountain, right in the jungle city. There was a bench, and what is the bench there? Just the tree stump. Two at the bottom and one tree stump put across. That's the bench. They are sitting there. So he went, he met him, he asked, you that man? He said, yes. What is your age? 140 years old. Right? And then this man who is sitting next to you, who is he? He's my son. 120 years old. That's my son. And more fascinating and 100% true, a small child was playing here, 2-year-old child. Who is this? My son. Not my grandson, not my great-great-grandson. My son at the age of 140. Yeah, in this world, a person is 30, 35, finished. He can't do anything. Go more colder than a deep freeze. Yeah, but look at, so where those people need all the gynecologists and all, they don't have to, they never heard the word Viagra. They all the time till the age of 140 is still so strong. So we think we are very advanced and we got nothing. We're not even paper and we're not even plastic. Hey, those people there, we are just being fooled with all this. And all that we are doing, earning on the one side, filling the pockets of the doctors. Hey? And if you didn't fill the pockets in your lifetime, how many people, the heart bleeds. The man earns so much, millionaire, but then he's in a clinic, they haven't got money to pay the clinic. And 1 month in coma, 2 months in, and the clinic, they keep you there to suck you. You make the money, and then you just come and hand it over to us here. Eh? This is our stupid, and we think we're very clever. Making those people don't make money, they don't need the money also. They are living peacefully. And today, we in the cities, nothing of ours practically today is genuine. Eh? Today, our watermelon also now, Harisar gave us wonderful watermelon. Hari Sahib said, kya? Red, red, beautiful watermelon. But it is injected with bleach. That makes it so red. And the sugar and the sweetness is injected. Many people sitting here will know. Not long ago, we should, if you get one watermelon that came out red and sweet, it was America. Otherwise, most of the watermelons were just, now they eat all chemicals in it. Our fruit. Once now, not long, we were traveling from the airport, I took one apple from the lounge. We whole supper we went. I never got a chance to eat it. After about 3 weeks, we came home. That apple still so crispy. Chemicals inside. Otherwise, normally, well, how can it last so long? All chemicals, and we just living on chemicals, and we think we are so... The people in the jungle, they eat original. They eat genuine things. And fresh, Hakim Yusuf of Hekwat used to say, the minute you take off the crop from the field, your spinach, your bhaji, whatever, in 15 minutes it starts losing its value. And we, after 6 months, we got it in a deep freeze. Our kurmani whole year in the deep freeze. And then from there, we put it from the deep freeze, from the, into the mortar, microwave. whatever little good might be left, that also we destroy. And we think we're enjoying so much. It's not long ago that in Europe, they started this whole thing that most of this processed meat, the first country to catch these people out was Australia. This processed meat is all the waste of the meat. And what meat glue, they glue it together again. And then they just put it in that beautiful plastic container. And we go and buy the chop. We go and buy that and we roast it and we have chops. We think we're eating junk. Even though we're making it at home. And the junk food, don't talk about it. And yet we think we're very advanced. And we, and these people here, backwards, they don't know nothing in life. They don't know, they haven't got cell phone. If they look at a cell phone, they don't know what gadget this is. They know, what is this thing? But they are the people who are living quality life. And we are living imitation, total imitation. And we know that if, for example, you are getting married and you went with your wife, with the family hall, to go and buy gold, diamonds, etc. for your wife, and then if that person just acts funny and he phones the wife and he says, you know what, you came and saw the genuine but your husband to be, he phoned again and he said, change it for imitation. What will you? She break off the whole marriage also. That what he thinks? He thinks I'm imitation. You want to give me imitation gold, imitation diamonds, etc. We live it and we acknowledge it, but yet we are happy. And those people who are living genuine, even the non-Muslims, even the, they are living on genuine things, but we think we vary. So, dilka sukoon jo hai, it is in the original things which Allah Ta'ala has given. Sukoon e dil utarta hai palak se ehle taqwa par. And the sukoon of the heart, this peace of mind, it isn't in material, it isn't here in this world. It comes from the heavens. Allah sends it down on the heart of a person. And a person who gets that peace from which get tranquility, the happiness which Allah gives, nobody can imagine what it is. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ. Nobody can know what is that. And qurratul ayun is a proverb in Arabic. That means extreme joy. Joy which you cannot explain. Allah puts it into the heart of his awliya. And nobody knows. And also, a person who has got some brains, if he's got money, he doesn't put the money on top of his car and drives around. He doesn't put it on his seat also. In fact, he won't even put it under the seat. He's hiding it all the time. But a person who haven't got brains, he shows it off all the time. The smallest occasion, big wedding. You want to show I got money, I can make a big wedding. You are showing off. The big house, you want to show off. You don't, if you need, how much you need, take it. It's all right within your needs, but you don't need, you're just showing off. Car, a reasonable car is sufficient for you, but you want to show off. And you feel my status is because of my car. If your status is because of your house and your car, then in that house of yours there is a mouse also that is. And that mouse doesn't have to maintain the house. No water and lights it has to pay. If there's a water tap leaking, it doesn't have to get a plumber to change the washer. If a light is not working, doesn't have to get the electrician. It just enjoys everything, and it's like the VIP in the house. So that mouse can also say, look at me, I'm living in what a posh house. And I don't even have to maintain it. So if your value is because of the house, then that mouse also got value. So don't fool ourselves that because of the house I live in, the car I drive, in that car there is a fly also. There is a mosquito in that fly also. So the mosquito can also say, and the fly, I fly in this big, heavy big car, and look at you, I don't have to maintain, I don't have to pay the petrol. I'm just driven, chauffeur driven. I don't even have to drive. So these things don't give us value. We are stupid and we are becoming more stupid. These people have programmed us with the TV, with all the things on the other filth and dirt on the internet. It is all programmed that we become the slaves. And they have fooled us into all these things. Hey, today we think we got some cricketer, or we got a soccer player, Muslim, mashallah, he's a heavy cricketer, he's a heavy soccer player. And we also got status now. Ask yourself, America, little bit. Israel, have they got one team in soccer, in cricket that is world famous? Have they got one player that is world famous? They put us all into these things and they are ruling over us. And we are stupid. We think that, oh, this cricket player, that soccer player, and we excel in this and we excel in that. In the White House, TV, nobody who works in the White House is allowed to watch TV. You know, it's a, but they gave the whole world TV to watch, to destroy us completely. So don't be deceived by all these things. Evidence forms have got so much, and this also is briefly I'm saying it. If we have to go in detail, you can't complete it also. So Hazrat says that this peace of the mind, contentment of heart, it comes down from Allah Ta'ala. Badu hukme khuda, science na, phir kaise pa jata? Where can the scientists ever get this sukoon again? They are looking for it in dunya, all their things, whatever they want, but this is coming from the heavens. Then in front Hazrat explains, agar petrol ki maandi hota, ye sukoon again. If this peace of mind, contentment of heart, was like oil which you dig and you bring it out from the ground. Then the scientist also, zameen mein karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. Then the non-believers, they should also bore into the ground and take out this piece of mind. Now they take out petrol. And then everything is going on in the world with oil, with petrol, with paraffin, with diesel, with all the byproducts of it. How many byproducts? How many things are carrying on? So if peace of mind, contentment of heart was also in the ground, they should have, but this is not there. It comes from Allah. And thus you need your drilling rigs, your machines to drill and take out the refinery machines to refine the oil, etc. All the details of that, but this comes from Allah Ta'ala. And it comes into the heart of the people. Yeah, you don't need machines to get it. You don't need magnets to draw it. You need the obedience of Allah. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also many people complain that, for example, the wife is not obedient, she's disobedient. That the children are disobedient. And yeah, I'll explain one thing also. And some people don't like it. But Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah does not shy away from the truth. And our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, he discussed those matters of love, illicit love affairs, and all homosexuality openly. Up to then, really, it was being swept under the carpet. And people feel, well, I'm dressed like a buzurg and that. But you are involved in how many illicit love affairs? Your guna of the eyes were formed on your phone, on the internet, everything. And you are just bluffing yourself. Hazrat openly up and spoke. And Allah also speaks openly. So one thing which is very important, which some people feel, how can you speak so openly about this subject? You can't speak about this in public. And what is that which is very important? Until we don't speak, we won't know. When husband and wife meet, cohabit, and we are so influenced with the Western way of life, that also we don't do it on Sunnah Tariqah. We do it on Western Tariqah. And Western Tariqah, what I'm referring to, one aspect, then you are talking, oh, I'm enjoying, oh, it's so wonderful, oh, I'm coming, and all that filth and dirt. Because of that, children are born which are disobedient. Children are born that they even go out of the fold of Islam. Because of that time. So until it's not discussed, how will people know? And that time, you must be sober and you must be serious. And there are du'as to be read at that time. Du'as we don't read. We don't know. We are not told. No, this you mustn't talk. This is taboo. This is not a thing to be spoken about. And we suffer the consequences all night. And with your wife also you suffer. With your children also you suffer. This is a thing. Ada. And Allahu Akbar. Just imagine. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith. Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. I don't think there's anyone sitting here perhaps who had that close relationship which Allah had blessed me with. Hazrat in his sabak of Bukhari Sharif. In the introduction he should say, I will practically demonstrate that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cohabit with his wife. And he used to say that if anyone laughs, I'll chase him out of the class. It's not something to laugh about like that. So detailed they explained our deen, they opened it and explained it. And it is important till we don't know, then today, when a person wants to get married, you go to see and you buy a push on a love making on how to live a good marriage life. What they know? Today it is so stupid. You get a financial advisor to come and advise you how to manage your finances and how to make a million out of a thousand. If he knew, he should do it himself. He should become a millionaire. What is he coming to ask a small fee from you? All these people, khud ka koi thikana nahi, aur chale hame samjhane. And they want to tell us, we mustn't be fooled by these things. All the psychologists today, how many good Muslim people, five-time namazi, hajj, umrah, pious people, in khanqah, in tabligh, everything. But any problem, counselor. My daughter got a problem, counselor. Counseling for everything. Poor counselor himself got such big problems. And the poor counselor, the lady, she's divorced 5 times already. Now what she's going to give you to you, she's going to give you counseling, you must get divorced. What she's going to give you? Counseling is from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, how he counseled Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu, how he counseled Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anhu. That same counseling the ulama from Quran and Hadith give it till today. That is what is counseling. In all the matters, depression, the solution is in the Hadith. Whatever problems you've got, but we today, everything, and all our children, university education. That is everything. The student dean's education, nothing. We have to check our iman, not the level, whether it is there or not. Today, how that we are giving preference to all these other things, and yet just because we're making namaz, I got sunnat, kaab, etc. I see myself in the masjid, and I get deceived by that. I'm a buzur. And my friends also, you're a big buzur, you're a heavy buzur. Which buzurg is this? Who booze and ruat. That is this buzurg here. We have to see the reality. So this thing is from Allah Ta'ala. It isn't on the ground. Where scientists got even any idea of these things? In the love of this filthy, dirty woman of the street, and all these things, everyone who went in that direction became a mad person. He landed up insomnia, he can't sleep. Now doctors, tablets and injections now. That also doesn't help. He lands up in the mad hospital. And finally he lands up taking his life, committing suicide. With all this evil and that. And how many today, Allah put us in that position, whether it's in our favor or not in our favor. But the emails we get of our friends, people, what conditions they are going through. With all this filth and dirt, and we think it's a rosy life. There is nothing rosy in it. It's not a stormy life. It's not a bumpy life. It's the road direct to Jahannam. We should wake up and correct our lives. Otherwise, this is going to totally destroy us. Gunaon se sukoon paata, to kyun paagal kaha chahta? If by guna you get enjoyment, and you get peace of mind, then why are you called a mad person? These people who want to commit gunas on the internet with the filthy, dirty woman of the street, with the in the office with the other woman in the office, etc. Then these people, why are they called mad people who finally go to the mad hospital? And you see them living like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should give this example, like a mad dog who has got rabies. It doesn't move in one direction. This way, that way, party. Want to bite this person, want to bite that person. This is the condition of these people. They got no sukoon. They can't sit peacefully at home. How many good people, when they're at home with their wives, I'm destroying my life. Boring, there's no enjoyment. I have to go to nightclubs. I have to go to the escort agencies. I have to go there. That is where I get enjoyment. This is their life that it becomes. Not 1 minute you see them, they can sit peacefully. Till they haven't got the earphones in the ear and that loud, loud music. Till they haven't got their WhatsApp basla. And they haven't got all the other things and pressing all time. Now lately, many of us must have got that. A couple in Saudi Arabia where the wife is so much with her WhatsApp all the time. The husband divorced her on that. Busy with the TV, busy with her, just all the time pressing. Whole time just there. Can't speak. Maulana Saad Saab in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, so angry and upset. Our mashura, we are sitting for mashura. This one jumps up and goes away. Just like if you want to try and weigh frogs in a pen, you can't weigh them. You put five frogs, one jumps up. You catch it, another two jump up. You catch them, another two jump. You just can't control them. Today our mashuras are like that. Any discussion we have, all the time, now the phone is ringing. Now a message came. Everyone, you can't discuss. Nobody's mind is present. So, and we think this is advice. And this, we think this is. People till today, in our communities, no phone whatsoever they use. And they are living peaceful and they are not being deprived of anything. We are just fooling ourselves with all these things. Bacho gande amal se, amrado se, dur ho jao. See how openly Hazrat speaks. Save yourself from homosexuality. Openly, save yourself from this young beautiful boys. You get involved in that. And we might think that this is now, I don't know, the small beast, what is in their mind. They only think of all this there. We've got no problem. We mix around with girls in the office. We talk, we joke. We don't think of guna also. Then what is the cause of the every marriage breaking up? And not a single marriage got happiness and joy. If all this was that, it doesn't mean anything. We mix with young boys, then parliaments won't be passing laws of homosexuality. It's not a crime. Same-sex marriages are allowed. Then why is parliament allowing it? We think we are bluffing ourselves, and we think that we are very pious, and we know better, and these Maulvis, small points, they just, I don't know what's wrong with these Maulvis. Every small thing they got a problem with it. Every small thing they got a problem. We got no problem. We live, we at the work whole day we with the girls. We joking with them, we talking, we don't commit any guna. We are saved. How beautifully it has been said that if you take butter and you put it in front of fire and it doesn't melt, it's not butter, it's something else. If a man doesn't melt in front of a woman, if a woman doesn't melt in front of a man, they some other species. Whatever the species they are, but they're not human beings. It's natural. That's why Allah made the laws of parda. That's why Allah made all these limitations everywhere. Hey, if you think that, hey, these people, I know why they put 60 speed limit here. Yeah, how can you drive 60 here? So if there was no danger, hey, and you think you can drive 120, 180, you're a top driver, what will happen on the road? Those things, limitations are put to control things, to bring things in order. So Allah also put all His regulations. He put the speed limit over. He put all His laws. It is only for our good. It isn't for anything else but our good. Agar ye pehl achha tha, khuda patthar na barsata. If this homosexuality, sodomy was a good act, Allah and the people of Lut a.s. shouldn't let stones fall in and destroy them with the rain of stones and rocks. Allah destroyed them. And first Allah Ta'ala made Jibreel a.s. pick that whole village, the whole place on the wing or on the tip of his wing, took them up and threw them upside down now. And after that, a rain of rock Allah sent down upon them. And you say, if this was a good deed, why did Allah punish them? But today it's a common thing. Eh? Today we don't understand this. For in one country, one youngster wrote that in our country, sex today has become a common thing. Whoever, today we don't understand, which comes in the hadith, a time will come when people will commit sex like animals do. And the pious person will tell them, just do it behind the wall. Don't do it, it will be in public everywhere. And already it is with us, zina is to talk to a woman, today you talk freely to any woman. Hey, it's zina. You shake hands with a strange woman, is zina. But we are doing it. And the actual act also today, that in this country says, anywhere, everywhere, whoever you want to, you just take and you open on the road, anywhere. Now, how can you protect yourself when you're in such an environment? So this is the result of that way of life. And then, what is the result of this? AIDS. HIV. And you just find people dying like flies all the time. And we know, today we went to the Qabristan here, they said that there was no one here. Today the whole, everywhere in the country, Qabristans are the most bigger, becoming bigger and bigger all the time. and the main cause is this AIDS, is the HIV. So all that is destruction. It isn't any good. We think that Shaitan fools us. He puts a beautiful picture, but it's total destruction in all this evil. Nahi mumkin tha unke raah mein mera kadam rakhna. Allah, Allah, but the other side now is to say that going in the path of Allah into Allah, it was not possible that I could even put one foot in this path that goes to Allah Ta'ala. Agar jazbe karam ke dil ko koi sada paata, that the hidden magnetic force in the heart that Allah pulled me to. And today we get amazed and shocked that people who are so modern, women folk particularly, young boys of America, of England, what a life they are leading, but they are making contact. We have to change our life. What is this? Where is it come? Allah put that hidden jazba, that magnetic force, and Allah pulls them. And what they write, what is their condition, but how they are changing their life. Throughout the world, it's impossible that in this times we know what evil times we are living. But yet Allah Ta'ala in His kindness, and whoever that little inclination, Allah pulls it. And how many people, mashallah, how much they appreciate when their lives have changed. How many of our close associates, how modern the women were, university graduates, etc. Today the people are shocked at how their lives have changed. So Allah has kept this way. So making contact with Allah, wa'ala, you will be shocked without any difficulty. Just be reasonably sincere and make proper contact and see where Allah will take you. Main thak jata hoon apne daastaan e dard se afta. Hazrat se, I get tired of telling these things. I mean, human being, limitations on a human, how much can he call? Can he say, I get tired talking of these things. Magar main kya karu, chup bhi mujhse nahi raha jata. But what must I can do, that concern and that worry, that doesn't allow me to keep quiet. And we left with our Shaykh, mashallah, to quite a bit. We saw that Hazrat, sometimes he made bayan on the subject. Going to eat, again he repeats it again. When he goes to his room to rest, people gather around him, again he repeats it. That worry, that how can my friends understand? And how can they take the right message and give up this filthy and dirty life and coming to the obedience of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is when we stay with this Allah wala, inshallah we will see. And today we know, I admit openly, we know what we are. We are filthy, dirty. But the barakat of this path and our buzurgs, that today how many people across the world, how they are changing their lives. People who are where and where, it's impossible, and where Allah brings them and how their lives are changing. So if we will also follow this path, Allah won't deprive us. This ayat of the Karima, Quran, ayat Karima of the Quran Sharif, and also the Hadith. We are now in the month of Safar, the second Islamic month. And the month of Safar, many people call Safar empty month. Safar means sifar, zero. That in this month there is no goodness, there is no barakat, which is totally wrong. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran Sharif said, طَالُ طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, that many people, they tell always, not only this one instance which is in Yasin Sharif, but everywhere, when the people of truth and righteousness, when they try and tell the people, people say, you people are bad luck people. طَالُ then reply, طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, your bad luck is with you. That in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La priyara, wala hamma, wala safara. La priyara, that all these omens that people take. The Arabs in their days, today a lot of people still take. The Arabs in their days, whenever they had to do something, like there is a court case, you want to open a business, you want to go work by somebody, now is it good for me or not bad? We have been taught istikhara, that is mashura with Allah. Then mashura with people around you, your people, reliable people, close people, who you can trust to make mashura. What a beautiful way we have been given. Those people who didn't have deen, they should let a bird fly. If it flies in the right direction, then it's good luck. If it flies in the left direction, bad luck. The poor bird is going to fly whichever direction it wants to. What control is in the bird that is good luck or bad luck for you? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tiyara. This thing, there's nothing. Now, what direction the birds fly and all that, is no, there's no place of it in Islam. And today we might think, yes, we also don't believe, but today we're traveling and a cat runs across the road. He said, going to make an accident. Then the poor cat, in the light of the car, saw a mouse on the other side. Now it's running for its prey, that it mustn't miss the prey. So in front of the car it's right, running. We say that no. Has the cat got power to cause an accident? We should check our iman, where our iman is. The cat is meowing at night. The cat is giving birth to kittens. So it's going through the pains of childbirth. It's suffering that, that's why it's screaming. We say that Abad in the morning, phone going to come, we'll get you somebody faster. The screaming of the cat, the crying of the cat, and sometimes it cries in such a way that it's like a little baby cry. And then we think, now, where is our iman? On the one side we say, La ilaha illallah. Everything happens only by the will of Allah. Now we put all that power in the crying of a cat. Okay. And the cat running from one side of the road to the other side, we believe in these things. So how many of these false beliefs, this superstitious beliefs, are still in us still today? Hey, when I was younger, or not so young, I was already married and everything, my wife's family, friends, a young man was getting married. And what the Amil told him, the Bapu, he told them, you have to kill a black fowl. They were living on a farm, nice big yard. So he bought a black fowl and now he's going in his 4x4. And that black fowl is left free. Now that thing is going to run for its life. He's going this way, that way. And you have to do it just before you go for your nikah. So 1 hour before nikah time, yeah, the poor man, like on Kialami racetrack, driving this way, turning this way, braking. And that poor fowl is running for its life. So you have to take out all the bad luck. Islam has got this in it. Did our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us? But people who are like biased people, we still involved. Today we have seen with our eyes, a person gives tabligh, jamaat, bayan. Only Allah does. Allah is the only doer. After bayan, he's gone to Amil Sab, standing in a long queue. Ulama, good alims, hosting this Amil and at their homes, and they are also inviting them. People that are gathering, the kilometers the cars are queued up to go and see Mr. Amil Sahib. And one of them came, he was from Bangladesh, and he told everyone that he is Mufti Jin. And he should say, every day I go to Bangladesh to teach Bukhari Sharif, and then I come back again. So in that process, he came to me in the Darul Uloom, in the office. He told me, Maulana, after South Africa, I want to go to UK. And I want to go there also to help out people. People are suffering. Jadu is too much and all that jinn effect is too much. I want to go help them. So I want you to give me a letter for recommendation so I can get my visa. So I told him, Mufti Sahib, you go twice a day to Bangladesh. You don't need etiquette, you don't need composure, you don't need passport. Why? You just go away. Go to UK. So how they fool us, and what good people fall in that place. And the amount of money that is given to them, and the way they like a fraud who does some work for you, he knows till what level to take just to keep you. All the time you have to pay him. These people, for everything you just have to keep on paying them. They will finish you at your money. Our woman, one person personally told me, of Peter Maritzburg, he says, if you knew which family woman go to these sangomas, and who go to these bawas, and who go to these doctors, this doctor and doctor who do such funny things, that everything in the world is one side and what they can do. What bringing a lost lover back there. What funny things they do. He'd say, you wouldn't believe which good woman of which good family go to. And they lose not only their money, not only their iman, they lose their honor and respect also. And this is happening. So Nabi, what a kind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sent to us. What a Quran that taught us all these things negated. that la safara, wa la tiyara, wa la hamma. All these things, that the month of Safar, many of our, and they are regarded as pious women in the family. What is their belief? That in Safar, a very hard month for the man. And you have to give sadqa. And sadqa also, half loaf bread, 6 eggs, 1.5 meter calico, all these things, they know it. Like you think, they really pious people and they give alimas, they know all these things. And it is all junk, all stupid and foolishness. And you have to take out the sadqa. Otherwise the month of Safar, very hard on the man. Absolutely. Allah gave us how many of good armies, ulama, they will say, this what you got, the jadu is very old and very strong. And na'uzubillah, one person where the alim certificate, so-called alim, he said the Quran is too weak to fight. Where is the iman? Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, jazahumullah khair, one top alim of our country, Hazrat made him read kalima. That he went to such an army that teaches kufa. And you went to him, Hazrat told him, read your kalima. This is, and we don't realize when a person becomes little bit, when we haven't made our contact with Allah Ta'ala, small problem is a storm in a teacup. We can't take it. We can't handle it. Oh, I can't. This is the very big problem. What's happening to my child? What's happening to my wife, my daughter? And we, wherever you get, you can hold on to a twig. Not a twig. Just a small whatever you can hang on to, you hang on to. A mu'min, if we made our contact with Allah, your dua with Allah. Allahu Akbar. The people of Egypt, when Islam spread to Egypt, they said that the rubber knife, until we don't sacrifice every year our most beautiful girl to the rubber knife, it doesn't flow. And it does, and our lands don't get irrigated. And when the Muslims conquered Egypt, they wrote to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this is the condition, this people every year, their most beautiful girl must be dressed with the most beautiful clothes, with the most expensive jewelry, pearls, diamonds, and she must be put in a place, and then the rubber knife, like it's a power of its own, it's got its own force, it comes and it takes that girl away, then it will give water to all the lands. Hadith Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no, these are our elders. Show me people like this. He wrote a letter to the river Nile. He addressed the river Nile that if you are flowing with your own power and your own command, we are not in need of you. And if you are flowing by the command of Allah, you flow as you have to flow. From that day till today, 1400 years, those people, nobody to put their girls in there. This is what Islam has brought to us. But we haven't brought Islam into us. Islam has brought this. Islam has given a man respect and honor. Islam has given a man protection of his wealth, his izzat, his honor, his wife and daughter's honor. This is what Islam has given to us. But today we sell it out for all this, for these fakes and for these people who rob us of everything. How many good people just running behind armies all the time. So this month should teach us that there is nothing like that. Many people, when the month of Safar, and now you decide that my daughter has to get married, my son, the families get together, decide the date. Oh, this is Safar month. No, you can't get married. No barakat in the month of Safar. What has the month of Safar got to do with barakat? Allah puts barakat. There is nothing like that, that the month of Safar hasn't got any barakat in it. So you shouldn't have your marriages in the month. And how many great people in Islam, their marriages took place. Many people say in the month of Muharram, especially the 10th of Muharram, is the day of to cry and to wail the death of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. This was long after the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if that was the case, my own nikah took place on the 10th of Muharram. And alhamdulillah, today over 40 years, I don't see a problem whatsoever. May Allah grant us all good, happy years still with our spouses. Okay, so these things all, these are just all fake things. And the reason that we haven't got our connection with you. And connection of these comes with the connection of the ulama. And more better than that, the ulama'i rabbaniyin, those ulama who are attached to Allah Ta'ala. Make connection with them, then the real being, and see how Allah will save us from all these things. And what honor, and it is up to you. Like for example, there is a dastarkhan laid out, but the best of food, there is biryani, there is roast, there is everything, the best, and you're just praising it. You're not eating it. How will you get the taste of it? How will you get the enjoyment? A person who eats it, then he will enjoy. He'll ask for more roast. He'll be shy when he took the second time, and he's asking for third time also. And the plates, platters are getting empty, he's still looking around. That way is there, because he's enjoying. When we'll get the taste of deen, we'll go and look for it. We'll look for these places that where we can enjoy deen. But if we just see the pictures of deen, our Shaykh Jazakumullah Khair explained the whole of deen such a beautiful way. Hazrat explained there is one thing which is explained in the Alim course to students, which is Ilmul Yaqeen, to have the knowledge of what Yaqeen is. And then Ainul Yaqeen, that you see it with your eyes. And then Haqqul Yaqeen, you actually realize it. So Hazrat says, the Ustad explains to the students, not in one lesson, not two, the whole week is explained. At the end of the time, neither did the Ustad also understand, neither did the students understand. But anyway, that discussion is over. Nobody understood. Hazrat says, just explain it with the example of food and see how everyone explains. Understand. Now this Ainul Yaqeen, Ilmul Yaqeen, knowledge of Yaqeen. Hazrat says, Ilmul Kawab, knowledge of Kawab, Shami Kawab. That you explain, you tell somebody the Shami Kawab, how tasty it is. And you explain, you go to Delhi, and you get your Shami Kawab there, and you eat it with your plow. Oh, now already the mouth starts watering already. That's how I enjoy them. That is the knowledge. Then next is, Ainul Kawab. With your eyes, you see some people eating. And you see them eating, Allah. You can see they don't want to talk also. They're not interested in the cell phone also. Let it ring. It can keep on ringing. Now these kawabs are here. We have to eat them now. And then when you get haqqul kawab, when that kawab comes in your mouth, then your condition is such, if you are eating with your friend, and in the plate there are three kawabs. One will be in your mouth. The second one will be in your hands. And the third one in your eyes. For your brain, nothing. Right? Because now you got the enjoyment. Wallah, I say, what is a kawab? What is Shami kawab? What is Gujarati biryani? And what is all this? Today, mashallah, Ahmad gave us chasa biryani. Hey, what the taste, mashallah. But what is all this when you get the enjoyment of tilawat, of zikrul, azan when you hear? You'll go, you'll want to dance, your roof, your soul will dance. How beautiful azan. You'll never say it's music to the ear. Whatever you enjoy, this is azan to the ear. Right. This is Quran to the ear. How you get it? The zikr, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Azhar Maulana, Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, my first Shaykh, he said that I've seen myself with my eyes that our buzurg, somebody else is making zikr and actually water comes in their mouth to take that name, Allah. And if you get up the Hajj time, before Fajr, you are making your zikr. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. What enjoyment you get. You can't get this anywhere else. What enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives you. So this is when a person gets there, and he tastes of it, he can't give it up after. And then after your whole meal, what was on the dastarkhan? Now homemade ice cream. Allah. And then you say, just give me a little. Then you feel sorry, why I told that. You ask for some more. Now you're feeling shy. You want it third time. You want it fourth time. You say, if I was at home, then that bowl, nothing should be. I should eat it all up. Wallah, the whole deen also. You get your main cause of deen, our faras. Then you get your side dishes, the wajib. Then you get the little extras, the sunnat-e-mu'akkad. Then all the nafils, the ice cream, and the desserts, and the pies, and all that, the savouries again. Oh Allah, when you get this enjoyment, you'll forget all that other enjoyment. And all this comes to summed up when you make the alluq of the ahli. You go to the company, and wallah, I say, and those who are here, there are mashallah, brothers who are here, the company of Maulana Nasir. Mufti Mahmud Sahib, other great, great buzurg. Whichever buzurg, there was no greater enjoyment that you get from the company of the buzurg. Nothing, anything in the world. Not you go to Zimbabwe or you go to whatever resort or whatever, any other thing else. Nowhere in the world you can get the enjoyment what you get in the company of the buzurg. So may Allah let us understand this and bring this reality of being. So at the beginning, this poem, again try and revise it in our minds. If it's recorded, it will be Allah reward our brother Shahin. He does a wonderful job. Go on the website, you will get it there. Listen to it. And then again, for all about the month of Safar, and stay away from all the superstition and that, and see what enjoyment you get. May Allah bless us with it. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, grant us the reality of being. Oh Allah, save us from all superstition, from all false ideologies and beliefs. Oh Allah, oh Allah, remove the myth that Western life is a good, enjoyable life. Oh Allah, give us the reality of Islam in deen. Oh Allah, radina billahi rabban wa bi Islam deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya. Allah, we declare from the bottom of our hearts that we are so happy that you are our Rabb. That our shop is not our Rabb. Our job is not our Rabb. Our medicines are not our Rabb. You are our Rabb, oh Allah. And that you gave us this beautiful deen and way of life of Islam. Oh Allah, save us from Western way of life. Save us from modernist way of life. Save us from the East and the West. Oh Allah, bring Islam into our lives. Bring Islam into our homes, oh Allah. Bring Islam into our businesses, oh Allah. Oh Allah, from morning to night, from birth to death, let us live in pure Islamic way of life. Oh Allah, and you gave us what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what beautiful teachings, and what nur and barakat and the nuarat in the teachings and in the way of life of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Oh Allah, let us not be like the stupid people who follow the West, who follow dogs and make dogs the imams. They take them for walks and they stand behind the dogs till they urinate, till they do their number two. And then we follow those people who have made dogs the imams, and we have given up Sayyidul Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who is our greatest imam. Oh Allah, bless us with every goodness in every way. Be pleased with us, forgive us, open our blind eyes, open our deaf ears, oh Allah. Open our dumb and stupid brains and minds, oh Allah. Let us understand the truth. Dunya is like a bubble on the water. Any moment we know how many of our close friends, suddenly they just gone. We are also all going. Akhirat is forever and ever. No death in Akhirat. Eternal and forever. Let us prepare for Akhirat, O Allah. Give us all the goodness of deen, dunya and Akhirat, O Allah. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Ummi. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.